All right, we'll jump on quickly here with Mike Kelly, NHL analyst with us on the Bryant Heating and Cooling Systems Fangest Hotline. Mike, welcome to the program.
Hey, guys. Thanks a lot for having me. How you doing?
We're doing great. We're doing a lot better than people thought we'd be doing. And I'm not saying that every analyst before the season was wrong. Like, I thought they assessed us correctly. You know, you lose your second-best center on paper in Duchesne. You lose the production and the star that Panarin was. And then Bobrovsky leaving the net. And even when Corpy filled in for him last year and the minimal time he had, I think his save percentage was like .897 or something like that. It wasn't like they were handing the keys to what they thought was going to be the next greatest thing in net. They still didn't know. But when you've gone into the analytics or analyzed the Jackets at all this year, what do you come out with?
Well, guys, I thought they'd be in a wild card spot at this point, so I nailed it. I'm kidding. That's absolutely not true. You're right. I don't think a lot of people saw it coming. I don't know that the Columbus Blue Jackets saw it coming. To answer your question, when I go in and I dig into the numbers and I look at how this team has managed to be successful despite losing Bobrovsky and losing Panarin and having some unknowns, it's team defense and goaltending. You know, they're not a team that scores a ton of goals, produces a ton of offense, but defensively they've been really good this year. And the goaltending, I think it surprised a lot of people. You listen to Tortorella and the Blue Jackets talk at the start of the year, and I think there was some cautious optimism about the goaltending with Korpisalo and Merzlikins and hoping they could do a job. But there's no way that they knew they would get the kind of goaltending they've had this year. So that's been a big part of it. And I think something that's caught people by surprise, but I think those goaltenders have also been helped by the fact that this team has played really well defensively in front of them. They block a lot of shots in terms of the percentage of shots that they face. They really do a good job guarding that high danger net front area and limiting the amount of shots that they're allowing from there. Middle ice prevention plays, they don't give up a lot in transition off the rush either. So I think their biggest strengths this season that have got them to where they are currently is a combination of really good team defense and also goaltending that I think has exceeded expectations.
Talking to Mike Kelly, NHL analyst for the NHL Network here on the Bryant Heating and Cooling Systems Fan Guest Hotline. And Mike, you're talking about that defense. Where would you rank Werenski and Jones as far as blue lines across the NHL?
Man, those guys are unbelievable. You want to talk about those two defensemen. You can make a case, I think, to have them both in a top 20 list of defensemen in the NHL. Seth Jones is a guy that, you know, you guys watch him all the time, and he's just capable of providing offense. He plays all situations, you know, a ton of power play minutes, a ton of shorthanded minutes. He's a guy that can kind of do everything. And, you know, Werenski's providing offense this year. And so these are two of the better young defensemen in the National Hockey League. And obviously a huge part of the success that this team's been able to have to this point this season is they just continue to grow as hockey players. But, you know, they're I think, a luxury with Columbus in having two young defensemen like that is that you can trust them on the ice in really any type of situation. And they're going to give you good results. So that's obviously been a big part of it.
When they were going through this mass unit of injuries and they didn't have a true, well, Corpy became an all-star right in front of our eyes this year, but maybe from a perception standpoint, people knew what they had lost. Do you think this league, and what I say by the league is other players, other teams, before the Jackets went on this great run, once they saw this was a group of AHL guys on occasion, that they were taken lightly and that was a weapon for the Jackets in a way?
I would hope not. I don't know about that. I think you're talking about professional athletes and you're talking about hockey players, hockey teams. I know what they would say publicly, which is you can't take any team in this league lightly, but I believe that. I think that the parity exists to a point where there aren't quote-unquote easy games as there might have been 20 years ago. Now, obviously, there's teams at the bottom of the league and in the middle and at the top. But any team in the league is capable of giving you a run for your money on any given night. So I would lean more towards the chip on the shoulders of the players that are on the roster, who sit there and say, okay, everyone's counting us out. We lost Artemi Panarin, who's, you know, a bona fide superstar, obviously, no matter where he plays. We lost Bobrovsky, who's given us really good goaltending. Can be a money type goalie in key games. He's had his struggles, obviously, in Florida this season, which I'm sure Blue Jackets fans aren't crying about. But I think that internally there was probably a lot of kind of, you know, we're gonna prove a lot of people wrong. We're gonna show people we belong in the playoff mix, and more that than other teams taking them lightly.
All right, we'll wrap it up this way. We know where they sit at 60 points here through 50 games. They're 1 point out of third place in the Metro, and they got a 1 point lead there on the first wild card. If I gave you four teams, Jackets, Carolina, the Islanders, and the Flyers. Let me even add in the Maple Leafs. Who's on the outside looking in? Like, of all those, of those five teams, you got three spots for five teams. Who are the two that don't make it out of the Islanders, the Jackets, the Canes, the Flyers, and the Leafs?
I think Toronto figures it out and finds a way to get in.
Mm-hmm.
I think, you know, Carolina, Dougie Hamilton hurts. I'm not sold on the goaltending there. I think that'll be a fight. Columbus is going to be a fight. There's no way that I would say that, yes, they're one of those teams that's going to get in. They're going to have to fight for it, and they're going to be on the bubble. Do they have a chance? Absolutely, they have a really good chance. As good a chance, as I would say, as the Islanders or the Hurricanes or the Flyers. But you're really getting into bubble territory, I think, when you talk about those teams. And I could find reasons why they may not. I could give you reasons why they may. But that's where I think it's open. You know, Washington, Pittsburgh, they're in. Boston, Tampa, they're in. I think Florida gets in. I think Toronto gets in. You probably have one or two spots that's available, and those are the teams fighting for it. But
yeah,
I'd give Columbus as good a chance as the rest of them, absolutely.
Yeah, we like to hear it, and I think your assessment is correct. And I've said that all year long. They're going to have a hard time getting in, but they're going to be an incredibly tough team to keep out. And I think that's their identity, and I think that now they're getting results they can feel. Thanks, bud. Hey, Mike, great job. We'll check in with you again soon. I know that. Thank you.
All right, guys. My pleasure. Thanks a lot.